And then the street which we're going to is Food Street. So this is kind of like one big foodie place.
Chicken balls, yeah.
Very, very popular street food in Manila. Yeah. So what you want to do is you just get a stick and just poke.
Just help yourself, huh?
Yeah, just help yourself. And you only dip once, though, in the sauce.
So right, you don't want to double dip.
Yes, no double dipping. So you put vinegar, and this is the spicy one.
Ooh. Yum. That's even delicious.
Yep.
You don't want to slip, though, and put your hand into the oil. That would not be good.
That's bad. That's really bad.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Yep.
I love these things, the little mini buses here.
The Jeeps. They've actually toned down a bit. Used to be all gaudy and colorful with horses and all that. That's breakfast for us.
What is that?
It's tofu. Kind of like tofu with tapioca syrup.
Kind of like mapo in bean curd form.
If you look at that fire truck, it's colored purple. Because the guy who owns that made it big selling purple cakes. He has two things he's passionate about in life, making his pastries and being a fireman. So we have pancit.
Pancit just means noodles, right?
Yes, pancit can mean anything. So what we're about to have today is, it's called pancit palabok. Basically, rice noodles cooked in, you know, annatto seeds?
Annatto seeds?
Yeah.
So a little of everything?
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Got a little egg.
That's pork rind.
Pork rind, oh yeah, plenty of that. Yeah. A little scallion.
Of course.
And this is
garlic.
Toasted garlic?
Toasted garlic.
They're short noodles.
Yes, they are.
Thank you. No, again, there's a sour.
You have to taste the calamansi.
Calamansi is a small citrus fruit that looks like a tiny lime and tastes like a slightly bitter tangerine. It's ubiquitous here, adding a sour component to many dishes.
Good. This will hold you till lunch.
And this is a snack.
Really?
Mm.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not the greatest thing ever for me.
Right.
But good.
Yeah.